Blog Talk Radio.
Wow, what a way to open the show. Our last show on Blog Talk, unless they get their shit together. This is the end, question mark, because it's probably not the end. We'll figure some shit out. But as everybody knows, first off, I've got a live mic keeping up, and I get to shit on Blog Talk because they've been giving us the runaround all month of December. They should give us a refund, really. It's just straight up fucking bullshit. We haven't been able to do a podcast. No Festivus, no Christmas, no Eggies, no Zillies. But here we are on New Year's Eve. My plans rescheduled. And anybody else? I heard somebody, or saw somebody say, do a podcast so I don't go to jail. We'll expand on that later. But I do have a caller. This is not 4 hours in. This is not Borg Talk. This is not 10S. This is not doing the time. This is whatever. Caller.
This is protest.
You're live.
Protest cast. Fucking dickheads.
Well, you know, Blog Talk has been shitty to us over the years. A few times. And we've let it slide. You know, I'm not going to take it anymore. And I know you're not either.
Well,
we keep
trying. Every time they pull this shit, we try to find somebody that offers the same services. It's impossible.
It really is. I was just looking up stuff. And we could do it, but I feel like we'd run into the same problem. I really think that our own live YouTube channel, we don't have to show our faces if we don't want to. I don't give a fuck.
No, I think that would be the funniest shit ever. Fake faces?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I'd use a fake one, I'd use a real one. I don't care.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just say everybody shows their face except Zilla. Just some fake faces there would be great.
Yes, it would. I think that's our next direction. I think, you know, YouTube is going to be better. We're going to have better quality, too. That's one thing. Is this is Blog Talk shit. Like, I know it sounds good on the replay, but, you know, when we're listening to this shit in the studio, it sounds like shit. Get all that static and stuff in there. Speaking of, to even cancel our account, they made me delete so many shows.
Yeah.
We had like 180 hours of content. I had to twiddle it down to like 30. And it's okay because I kept the good ones. I kept the ones with tons of viewers. But I was like, I'm not dealing with this shit anymore. I still, you know, want to do a podcast. But fuck Blog Talk.
Well, we might have to get it next month, but I'm going to have it figured out after that. And next month, they better be refunding us, and we better be getting, for this month, and we better be getting the $25 deal for one more month. And by February, I should be all YouTube figured the fuck out.
Yeah. Well,
these fuckers
mean,
are ridiculous. And how come all the other things that you can do it on, actually, Blog Talk's the best one when it's working, right?
It really is. The other ones seem like, you know, rip-off pieces of shit, or they're hosted from other countries. Like, one I looked at earlier, it was in the UK, so we'd have to, I don't know, it was weird. Let me support, which, I mean, Blog Talk has non-existent support, basically. They are not cool. They don't say anything back. So fuck them. Fuck Blog Talk for keeping us off the air for a whole fucking month. Can't believe they did
it's
that
been like, it's been like a week, but yeah, fuck them anyway.
Well, we didn't do any casts at the beginning of the month, I don't think.
I did.
Maybe you did like one. But still, fuck them. There was like three times. And now I got to go back to work today after tomorrow. This fucking break is
already. I
should
be able to do one whenever the fuck I want. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly. So if I want to do my three for the month, and that time you can't let me have it, you should let me have it. Or let me do it, you should let me have a fucking month for free. Bullshit. Anyway.
Zero communication, huh?
Well, they're like, we're sorry, we're working on it. So when I said I want a refund, nothing. Just blank.
Oh, yeah.
Just bullshit.
It's like they don't want to be around. They try to put you off on their little $15 sister site thing, but it doesn't have the cool call-in setup like this.
Yeah, I don't think you can allow multiple callers like that. No, YouTube is pretty much unlimited.
Well, yeah, YouTube's fucking, that's Google. That's silky smooth.
We're gonna be podcasters. It's what all our YouTubers. It's what all the kids aspire to be these days.
Oh yeah. Well, and it seems like any idiot can make money doing it. And we don't have to show our buttholes.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd get monetized if we showed our buttholes.
Well, it couldn't hurt. It's a catch 22. Everybody wants to see them, but then you get demonetized.
This is going to be my retirement, man. This is going to be my passive income. All right,
well,
let's make bets.
You idiot. I got 10 tablets running, mining Bitcoin.
So yeah, you got about 10 different ways to make money probably in your day-to-day life.
I want to make some nerdy ass videos for YouTube because every nerd that makes nerdy ass videos about this shit gets 100,000 views and they all suck.
I wouldn't doubt it. Well, guys, we've got a great show planned for you tonight. It's going to be the last week's topic. So, woohoo. Let's take some bets. Who's going to call tonight? Thoughtbot, we know he's not going to. He hates everybody. Zilla, who knows? That's the wild card. Geener, will he call in or is he too busy with his new fancy computer screen?
He's got a fucking computer monitor. Of all the ridiculous things, of all the fucking ridiculous things to make you, like, just check out. He was supposed to do the Christmas shit. He didn't even try. Probably wouldn't have worked anyway. And he didn't even have the monitor at that point. He was still, he had to hustle up monitor money.
Well, I mean, you can't hate anybody for that. I mean, they're paying for it. He hustles for that shit. I remember last week he was hustling for that Xbox, too. He did it. He fucking did it. He DoorDashed even though McDonald's stopped him from ordering food. Dude, you know, I think I had a dream later on in the week about, like, delivering food. And they're like, hey, yeah, would you like anything? Some fries, a drink to go? And I was like, sure. I was like, man, that wasn't the same experience Tina had, like, in my dream. Anyway.
Yeah, it smelled like big old Ohio boy paint right on the straw.
Well, I don't know. We'll see if Tina will call.
But speaking of big old boys, you watching this game on your giant TV?
I'm not because I'm pretty bummed. You know, I'm going to lose the championship in fantasy, and it's really all because everybody on my team pretty much crapped the bed today, just out of the day to do it, you know. And
you got me last week, and then if I would have been in it this week, still I'd have been killing everybody because I had I got TV.
You and Lurker both actually would have beat me and Zilla.
Oh, I had CD Lamb. I would have fucking torched anybody.
Yeah, oh, dude, Zilla had Lamar Jackson. He got 60 points.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a damn receiver.
Yeah,
then,
I mean.
Then he must have got 40, right?
Yeah, the running back for Kansas City, he got like 30 points from him. That's where, that's like 90 at this point, man.
Whatever, so, it was a good season. I was getting my ass kicked, and I came in hot at the end and made the playoffs, just like the Buffalo Bills.
I had a deceptively kind of not shitty record. I mean, I made the playoffs, obviously. But, like, I kept losing my close games. I'd lose by, like, I think one time I lost by 0.2 points. I was so pissed. I was like, this is bullshit.
Like, a while back, I had fucking players just going tits up and everybody having a bye week, and I had to juggle the whole roster just off of waivers. And I was like, this sucks. But it worked. Like, I was scoring for like a month straight. I was getting like 185 average score.
I need the Green Bay defense to score me like 14 more points, 15 more points.
I've really been paying attention to scores today.
I have kind of, because it was another weekend where it's like, what the fuck? You know, what's happening? It's like an Arizona beat Philly today. Like, Miami got frogged. Baltimore is winning the second championship. I don't think there's anybody that can beat them.
Baltimore?
Yeah.
Well, I think the AFC, I think it's the whole thing flopped around, and the whole AFC's tough now, and the NFC's kind of maybe
soft.
Except for Kansas City's fucking kind of 50-50 now, which is only a good thing.
Yeah, Kelce sucks now. He only got me like 6 points today. No, four. 4 points. Travis Kelce. Like, what the fuck?
What a dickhead. He should have been boning Paige instead.
Like, if everybody hit their averages, I would have beat Villa. But, like, everybody loses.
That works every time. If everybody gets a bunch of points, you win.
It's like, man, fuck you guys. You should be fired from your job. I lost fantasy
I was unstoppable, and then suddenly I got 109 points last week now, or 2 weeks ago, and I was done for it.
Fuck. Well, I've got some topics. We'll go through them, and if anybody calls in, we'll do a rewind. Because why the fuck not? We just talked about one of fantasy playoffs and the real playoffs. So there's two topics right off the bat gone. Festivus. Let's talk about that. It's already passed, obviously. But did you celebrate? And are you disappointed you didn't get to go live on air and air your grievances?
Yeah, I'm not no liberal fruitcake. I celebrated Christmas.
You celebrate Christmas? Okay. Tell us what you got.
Slippers and a robe and some not very good fish, and a compass.
Ooh, nice. That's really sweet.
Oh, and some cash.
Yeah, I got cash. I got like $450.
Christmas bonus, because I'm still, over a year later, working on my mom's house.
I got one of those smokeless fire pits.
The what? It's
pretty cool. The smokeless fire pit. You know those things? The solo stage. Got one of those. I got a basketball goal.
Is that what you guys call a hoop in the South?
Yeah, I got a hoop.
I've never heard the term basketball goal unless it was a coach talking. I've heard basket. I've heard hoop. I heard bucket.
Well, I got the whole thing, but I got one of those portable ones. It's sweet.
Were you filling with water?
Yeah, and put some bricks on top of it. I just have some bricks laying around here. See, what else did I get? I got all that cash. I got a new audio interface. So to do some more beats and stuff, I got a keyboard to plug into it. And so
audio interface.
I use my so I guess I would really count that as a present. What else did I get? My friend Nathan, he got me tickets to go see AEW in New Orleans. And I was like, thanks, man. I was like, WWE will be there.
I'd go, though. Like, the thing about going to see AEW is cheap and easy compared to going to the fucking WWE show.
Nah, dude. AEW is more expensive. He said that he would be cool if I like sold the tickets and got WWE tickets, because they're there like 2 weeks before and CM Punk goes
there. Yeah, but I may just go
to the AEW.
You're not gonna get. You might as well just buy some fucking WWE tickets, because you're only gonna get $40 for an AEW ticket. Might as well do both if you're gonna do, you know, WWE.
He hasn't transferred them to me yet. We're gonna hang tomorrow before he goes back to Jacksonville. But so yeah, he has like ties to the Jaguars, and by default AEW. My dogs are barking because they loot. Super fireworks. Anyways, he has ties, so he got tickets. And he told me they were pretty close. So I'm gonna laugh if they like front row.
Well, I haven't even been watching that much, but there was a big pay-per-view and a prediction thing, so I learned that there's a big masked reveal going on, and I like shit like that. So I go to watch YouTube, and it's just a bunch of the old jobbers. Like, there's no...
Yeah, there's
at least one's a... Well, if you give me one C-plus, like, person I didn't know it would be, I'd have popped.
I mean, like, I used to like Adam Cole, but that was a long time ago.
I ain't got nothing against Adam Cole, but when you do a big unmasking event and it's the same motherfuckers, it's always not even one. They didn't get, I don't know, Crimson from fucking DNA or something.
So, anyway, Christmas present. I guess we both got what we wanted. I wish I would have got some slippers. Oh, we also got a puppy. I did not know that was happening, but...
Another one?
Well, you know, our old dog died, our chihuahua, so her mom got us a chihuahua puppy. So, now I have a 6-year-old chihuahua, a 1-year-old German Shepherd, and like a 7-week-old chihuahua. But,
well,
you know, they all play. Like, it's fine. Like, my big dog doesn't hurt him or anything.
Well, that's good. Or you would have to have him put down.
Right.
Like, no, my dog doesn't mangle the smaller animals. Oh,
well,
good for him.
You just worry about him like being like, he's still kind of a puppy. He's only 1 year old. So like, oh, he listens, but he's still kind of like, doesn't know how strong he is, you know? So I was worried he
like,
they
might play a little rough, but they're not going to fucking chew on a smaller dog.
No.
Unless there's something weird in their brain, and then you got to make it, and they got to go to doggy heaven.
They got to cross that rainbow, too. Oh, man. Well, it sounds like we both got what we wanted for Christmas.
Oh, guess what?
I'm really excited.
Guess what else I got? Guess what I got for New Year's Eve? I just won. I won the auction on that monitor. Suck it, Dean.
Well, how big is yours?
Not as big as Dean's, but it's about what you do with it.
Okay.
Because it's about my TV is not too big to just play video games on. My damn TV is 40 inches. But right now I'm watching this football game on a 75 inch fucking projector screen. That thing's nice because you get done watching your thing, you roll it up and put it in the corner. So
that is pretty cool.
So this thing is specifically for hooking up my little Android toy that I got PlayStation Portable games on, casual gaming while something else is on the real TV. Like, you know, a gaming computer, but I hate computers, so I have this.
Yeah, I don't know if I could, you know, go down from 75 inches, no matter how
go down from what?
Good at night. Like my huge TV, Dean was saying, you know, he told me I have to get a monitor.
Oh, go down back to, I don't mind at all. I don't mind, like, the usual bullshit on in the background is, like, YouTube or whatever. And I'm like, all right, the game's on. And then I hang the fucking screen up and make it big. But
I guess
typical everyday life.
I guess if I was, like, playing on a computer, I would do that. But since, like, my PlayStation is hooked up to my TV, it's like I'm not going to undo all that.
90% of anything I'd be watching on TV is like learning about shit on YouTube and like nerd ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I do it too. Yeah.
So I don't need this big screen until I do. Until it's time to watch Godzilla or NFL or something. And then I put it up there. That's when the TV has my fucking attention. And I roll it up and get it out of the way. Use a 40-inch TV most of the time.
I watch YouTube for everything, even if it's like
music. Oh, yeah,
stuff.
That's why I don't need a big screen most of the time. Most of the time I'm going, oh, this guy got the record in Donkey Kong, but he cheated in the tournament? Good Lord.
Right now I've got my laptop that's at like a 44-inch TV. So I'm just using the 44-inch screen.
That's
my computer screen.
Well, and you know I live in a Class A motorhome, so I don't have room for all this shit. So my other screen for playing PSP games on while I'm watching TV at the same time and tinkering with my emulators and shit is it's right in front. It's on a shelf right in front of the big TV. It's not like it's across the house. It's right there. I can see the other one in my peripheral vision.
It would be
so
cool.
If it was too big, it would be in the way.
It would be cool to be able to hold your TV up and just put it away. So it would be out all the time.
Well, yours probably doesn't take up space because the way my house is here, I have this hanging off two covers. It's like where the cab of the shit would be. The screen hangs up. It's blocking off a bunch of shit that I don't need to get at during the game. But it would be in the fucking way if it was up all the time. So it rolls up. The other part is no bigger than a shoebox 10 feet on the other side of the room.
We are T-minus 1 hour to the year 2024 in the United States of America. It is
on
11.
The East Coast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm counting it. That's when it starts. Man. It's when the fucking ball drops, dog.
It's 9 o'clock.
For you, yeah. But Sonny, you'll be done with this podcast at what, 10:30?
Well, what's great about that, though, is I can be off the podcast and then I can go fucking party with the rowdies that are lighting off firecrackers on the corner.
You're not going to go out and sit down?
I said I might go party with the rowdies on the corner, but I'm out of town. I ain't driving in town.
They're doing this big thing.
No,
That's what I said.
I'm going to jail if nobody does a podcast. That's what I meant. save me from doing that. Well, here's what I do.
Yes.
It's my birthday on the 17th.
Okay.
So I'm like halfway there on my New Year's resolutions on New Year's, just like everybody else. But
I have that down as a topic. New Year's resolution.
Well, I usually don't do much about those, but since the weather's good enough to get some things done, it applies this year. But when I do have little New Year's things I try to do, I always push that date back to my birthday anyway. So by that logic, I push that drinking and partying downtown date to my birthday instead of going out on amateur night when every yahoo's in town and every fucking cop.
I
got rowdy ass neighbors over here I can go party with.
See, that's what's up. All my neighbors are old as fuck. And it's somewhat to my benefit because when we're out of town, they like super nosy and watch. You know? So that's kind of a good thing. I wouldn't call it
security. Yeah, oh, we got a good neighborhood here. Nobody's coming out here to fuck around because we're the way out of town and everybody here be. Got guns in the rig and don't take no lip type of people. And that's good security.
Now that's what I call security.
Keep you out of a sticky situation. I see I made this joke on the thread, but I don't care. The rookie didn't put the chicken grease on the ball. The fucking Vikings are getting their ass handed to them.
They are. Their quarterback got, you know, put out. So
and Bass upvoted me. Bass, you're not allowed to upvote my racist jokes. I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, Bass. Well, we went pretty hard on Bass this year. At least he's playing Call of Duty.
Well,
and not
he's our
all,
number
but...
one listener and therefore earned it.
True.
You ain't listening to the show that were this boring ass show if we didn't give him shit every time.
He's listening right now. He's cooking some.
I know.
Some deforted burgers.
I'm well aware.
He's listening. I know he is. He
may go number one supporter. He's going
to
celebrate by not putting anything good on his burger.
Red pepper. I guess the only thing I use red pepper for is I put it on my pizza sometimes. Crushed red pepper.
Well, that's what that was the pizza recipe. And he's right about that, you know. You can take a $4 pizza and put all the good shit on top and it changes the whole deal. But crushed red pepper, here's my tip. Don't sprinkle it on after it's cooked, put it on so it melts into the cheese so you don't inhale one of them sons of bitches.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, I guess
you ever accidentally huff one in and it gets caught in your fucking tonsils? Good lord.
I guess when he cooks his burgers, he just puts it in the, like, grounds them up in the meat. With them.
Yeah, well, if I'm cooking the pizza at home, I about halfway through a frozen pizza, right, you sprinkle a little extra cheese on, and that's when I put the pepper on, so I don't accidentally fucking kill myself over it.
But yeah, I do have a New Year's resolution is to quit my job.
Well, give it a year.
Yeah, right.
I don't have a job. My next year I'm getting one.
It's about time for you to retire, huh?
Yeah. I only I'm about halfway there.
Yeah, my friend's parents are talking about it. I think they're like 62 and 63. I think they're gonna retire in like 2 years.
I haven't had a job in 3 years. 2 years.
Yeah, but you've made money,
though. 2.5 years. Oh, I'm employed. I'm getting a real job.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I've been getting tons of what the amateurs call side jobs. And when I'm not busy, I got to go work on my mom's house. So I've been busy as hell. This spring, I'm getting a real job. I haven't done that since the back injury, you know.
Has it really been that long? So, like, what about when you were over in Oregon?
That's where I hurt my back. I left there 2.5 years ago almost.
You know, it doesn't seem that long ago.
I know. Every new year, let's remember how it seemed like it went away like in a minute.
Well, I mean, you actually lived it. I only talked to you while you did it, so I'm sure it's different for you. But.
Well, my back is fine. My problem at this point is I can't go get plugged into a union crew and do the type of work that was fucking up my back. I have to do something where I decide what I do. Can't do that in the union. And I'd rather just, I was going to go do that for 3 or 4 years, get wired in, and then start doing it in the winter to be on the patch crew. That was my big plan. So that when I was old, I'd have, you know, some sort of pension with those guys. But I'm in a tricky predicament. I'm not qualified to do any of the higher up work there because it's all union shit. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I should probably stay in my job for like another 2 years. If I do, then I'm vested. So, like, they'll, you know, match whatever I paid in those 7 or 8 years that I worked for them. But only if I stay for that. If not, then I only get what I pay. But if I stay for a certain amount of years, then I should.
Well, I think I'm still going back to Oregon and doing the patchwork next winter. But it's El Nino, sucka.
About to be a warm winter. They got cold here.
Yeah, I ain't going anywhere when it's nice outside right here.
I wouldn't either. I can't wait.
But that's rare.
Like
3 years before this year, I was like, well, I don't have no unemployment coming. I'm getting shut down. I'm gonna have to go on the road for sure. And then we don't get a bad winter, so I don't have to. I'm doing work in my mom's yard and potentially a couple of concrete slabs as we speak.
Yeah, I'm so ready to go to Seattle because I don't think it's going to be that cold there when we go.
I'd go. Nah, Seattle's not as bad anyway. Seattle's a rainy son of a bitch. Wow, Seattle will be warm all winter.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bring an umbrella.
I can't wait because I just want to eat the food there.
Oh, yeah. Go right downtown.
Go to that market.
Don't listen to what, Don't listen to what the news tells you. It tries to scare you. When I went to join the union, they made me go. They make you go kind of earn that shit. They go make sure you're what you say you are. So they send me around, and you make a ton of money during this process. But for a couple of weeks, they sent me all over downtown fucking Portland in the middle of what was supposed to look like Beirut, and I never saw a goddamn thing the whole time. I worked 5 or 6 days right downtown. Never saw shit. Well, they try to say Seattle. Oh, Seattle's gone to shit now. Well, where are the homeless supposed to go? They're going to go somewhere and Seattle doesn't lock them up and the police don't beat them up for existing. So they're going to be there. But Seattle downtown is just cool like it always was.
Well, I just want to go and get some seafood because it's going to be fresh on there, you know. And I love seafood.
Well, that's why you got to go downtown because that's where the actual fishing boats dock.
What's the name of that market, dude?
I don't know. I know what you're talking
about. Somebody was telling me.
Pike Street?
I think it's perfect. Yeah, hold on. Susie doesn't work here anymore, so I've got to Google things myself. Yep, Pike Place. You're definitely right.
What?
That's it. Yep. Pike Place.
Well, that's probably not the only one there.
It's
probably 100 places.
Best seafood market,
yeah.
Which we know what it, somebody who calls themselves the best in the world, they're probably lying. So.
Who? CM Punk?
No, the fish market.
I heard he drinks and does steroids.
He probably does do some steroids. That's an HGH. Something.
Oh,
how do you?
I guarantee he did some. He did some testosterone.
There's no doubt about it. Look at him right now. Are you standing since he came back to the WWE? He's jacked.
Yeah, he wasn't even gone now.
Yeah, he put it on. He knows.
I've been on the shit, dude. I wasn't trying to bulk up when I was on it, but I was. I don't need to. I'm a beast. I'm a beast if you add a little bit of that shit. I don't even have to get in shape. It just changes your whole way, you know?
Y'all are right around the same age, too. So, I mean, I imagine you need that to, like, perform at that level.
I don't. I just did it because it's easy. But, yeah, if you did it and fucking hit the gym, they tested me. I didn't have low testosterone at any point. They still gave me some.
Well, I'm talking about the HGH and other stuff.
Oh, no, not HGH. I'll bet you anything he's just on TRT. I'll bet you they all are. Because the doctor will give that to anybody, and it's not against the wellness policy with the doctor. Look at fucking AJ Styles, yo.
I was about to ask that. Have you seen AJ Styles?
Yeah. Him and Randy Orton both look like they were 30. And AJ wasn't that big when he was 30.
Yeah, no, he was never that. Even Randy Orton now. Like, he came back, he's pretty good.
That's what I said.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
They
both look like they were 30 years old, but Randy actually looked like that once. AJ looks bigger than he did at 30 years old.
Yeah, AJ looks the biggest he's ever looked like, man.
Used to look like that. He just got his old physique back. But fucking,
I bet you AEW probably doesn't even have a wellness policy.
Well, I wouldn't assume so. but I don't see everybody being on a bunch of juice over there either. They should all get on perfectly legal TRT. They all should do it. Some of them actually, Adam Cole looks like he needs it for his health.
I didn't
He's
see
only
him.
A young guy.
I didn't see him last night. Considering with the pay-per-view, because I didn't watch it. Because, you know, fuck that. Speaking of, I had that down. It seems like AEW is having problem after problem. When do you think the next Tony Khan meltdown will be?
I never saw Tony Khan melt down. He's just already a melted kind of guy.
Already melted? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's already goop.
That's true.
I don't think he'll actually melt down. I don't really think the pressure gets to him. I think he will finally have a real meltdown when he realizes he can't write a fucking wrestling show.
Well, he can't.
Yeah, when it's finally shoved, you just can't write a wrestling show. The big guy, how many people, listen to this, how many big people that could have been big just kind of come in like, here, Wednesday, here they are, and then within 3 weeks, they're not even famous anymore. And then when it is time to unmask four motherfuckers, it's just the same motherfucker.
Yeah, you didn't even have to do all that. You didn't have to go that far. I think also...
You combine the two. When you make these big signings, you put them in the fucking masks, you dumb asshole. You make sure to get minimum effect out of everything.
You mean maximum.
Minimum. He makes sure to get minimum effect out of everything.
He does. Also, I think that obviously he doesn't have his shit together for TV, but he also doesn't have his shit together for backstage. There's so much, even right now. You know, everybody, you know, there was a quote from Mark Henry right after CM Punk got fired. He was like, Mark Henry works there. But he said, he was like, very sarcastically, he was like, you know, now the black cloud is gone. CM Punk's gone. Everything's going to be great backstage. There's not going to be any kind of drama or anything like that. And that's not been the case.
Oh, yeah. Well, literally when Double J and CM Punk kind of were there at the same time and kind of allowed to kind of call some shots, the angles and the shows were looking cool, and then that's over with. CM Punk's gone completely, and now Double J is just a agent or whatever.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people there don't like when they get shown up. I don't know. I don't know these people. But it just seems like that. Seems like they don't care if they're successful. Like, they just care if they get to be in charge. Certain people there.
Well, yes. Well, maybe they care if they're successful, but they don't understand. They think that once it becomes successful for real, that they'll be left behind.
Yeah.
When Double J can come back and get more attention than you, because he's writing his own angles and shit, and so are you. And his were bad, but they were bad in an entertaining wrestling kind of way. Good old Double J wrestling, dumb bullshit. The other shit was always just doesn't go anywhere. Fuck those guys. I'm not even saying Double J's ideas are better. He just executes an idea, and at least that happens.
Comic-Con, I hope you have a New Year's resolution to clean up your fucking act. Get your act together. Hire somebody to book these fucking shows. And fire the Young Bucks.
Who's saying
hire
this?
Hire somebody. That's what I'm saying.
Who's saying all of this?
That's what I just said.
Oh, you were reading something, weren't you?
No, I was saying Tony Khan needs to do that.
I'm smoking and drinking all types of ill shit. Hey,
yeah,
I got another big New Year's project going on here at the fucking Casa D Motorhome. I got a fucking, I'm putting in a real porcelain toilet. I got it in the back of the truck right now. No more camper style plastic toilet for me, where you got to hit the lever to make it rinse down the hole. Porcelain throne, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
I've got a plan. Me making some fucking money right here in town next year going to coincide with a little bit of a downfall in the market. I've done away with not trying to fucking modify this place. I'll take a fucking saw to it. I'll do whatever I want. When I get me a piece of property in the next year or two, I'm going to have to live in this thing for a while I build a place. But as soon as I pull it out, it's going to be a rental. It's going to be that fucking smooth that somebody can rent that shit. It might even be an overpriced vacation rental, depending where I fucking have property.
Make it an Airbnb.
I can. Once I gave up the idea of trying not to fuck things up, trying to maintain the value of this thing, which just goes down every day anyway, there's only one way to increase the value. Is to do whatever the fuck I want in here. And I'm going to make everything all slick as fuck. Even if it is small, it's going to be plush everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
I tried to buy two pieces of property when I had that money, and all I was able to do is buy this place. And I haven't enjoyed this place as much as I should, because I was always trying not to change it too much. You know what I mean? Trying to keep the resale value. Fuck that resale value. If I make it sweet and it's a rental in my backyard, then it has value.
You gotta do some upkeep. You gotta make sure you upkeep that shit.
And plus the fact that I could be living here for 2 or 3 more years, so why would I want to live around those parameters? I do what I want. I put hooks in the goddamn cupboards, and now I got a 75-inch screen.
I've got some home improvements to do soon. I've got a layer of slab of concrete outside.
Well, that's pretty easy.
I'm going to do it myself. It's like,
if you got any questions, I'll tell you right now, build your forms the way you want it to look, right? Copy?
Well, it's just going to be like maybe like an 18 by 18 or a 20 by 20. Little spot just to put up like an awning thing.
Right. So you're gonna frame it up with 2x4s?
Yeah. Oh, you talking about the awning?
I'm saying when you do the slab, you're gonna frame. You're gonna you have to put up forms to pour the concrete.
Yeah.
In. Okay. Now watch a YouTube video.
Uh-huh.
It ain't rocket science for that kind of thing. Watch a YouTube video about how to do all that. But I'm going to tell you right now, the most important thing get a straight 2x4 that's long enough to go from all the way across that fucking thing. You follow me?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
A straight 2x4 that goes all the way across and use that to make it flat on top. Something, and that's your, that's the main thing. Wet it up, take all day. You ain't gotta be a, but that's the way it'll make it so it's nice when you build your shit on it. A long ass 2x4, make sure that thing's always just barely touching the concrete all the way across. Check it every 8 fucking inches. You know what I mean?
Damn. My microphone died.
What?
There we go. Sorry. My microphone came out.
Well, even if you don't pull a rod across it because it's hard work, check it with one every 2 feet.
Okay. Okay.
Make
yeah.
sure you're,
I mean,
just make sure you're barely touching the bottom of it. Whatever way you decide to do it, because pulling a rod is hard, takes like 3 or 4 people. Do whatever you're going to do. Make sure it's rigged by checking it with a rod, you know?
So you think this needs, we need a third person to do this? We can do it with 2?
No. No, I'm saying using a rod and just moving 2 feet, put the concrete flat to the rod. Have whatever way you deem to be
okay,
easiest,
yeah.
that rod will keep you on it. A straight 2x4 that goes all the way from form to form. Whatever you're doing, I don't care how you do it, but make sure it's always to the bottom of that. Check it all the time. Then it'll be flat.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can do it.
See what I'm saying?
We have watched some YouTube videos already. Because that's what I got
yeah.
here. It's like a gazebo type thing.
You might have a whole crew pulling a rod and shit. And you probably don't have to do that, but use that rod anyway, just the same way. So it's always the same as the rod.
Okay.
That makes it flat.
That does make sense. Yeah, so I got her like a gazebo thing for Christmas, and it's like 11 feet tall.
Yeah, I do little stuff by myself. I don't rod the whole thing. I use a rake. I puddle it up to where it's just touching the bottom of the rod. And if you're good at that, you go ahead and rod that because you're only moving almost nothing. But don't worry about that part. Just move the fucking rod a foot and do that again. You'll always be flat.
That makes sense. Yeah,
whatever your technique is, you can do it the easy way. You don't have to work like the guys on the video are working, but use that rod because of the reference.
I watched the video on how to put my basketball goal up because the instructions were like, the video was way easier.
I do lots of little shit like what you're doing by myself. And the guy on the video is going to be out there showing off, you know. And I don't do
he's
it like that.
His YouTube channel.
I don't
for,
do it like that. I don't do it like that. If I'm by myself, I set everything up the same way. I put extra water in it and take my fucking time. But use that rod to keep your grade honest.
Okay. Yeah.
I went to fix somebody's slab once. They needed a new slab poured on top of the old slab. So I go to do it. And the guy's helping us do the job. It's his homeowner job. And he's telling us, we almost got this slab because the first part looks pretty good, you know. But the concrete was so wet, it would barely come, or it was so dry, it would barely come out of the truck. I was like, I didn't say nothing, but you just tell the guy to add more water when that happens, dummy. You know?
Come on.
Tell that driver. The driver will know his shit. Are you going to have it delivered, right?
No. We're going to do it ourselves.
You're going to mix
like
bags?
Quick,
You know what I mean? Fags for how much?
I don't. We haven't priced it yet, but her dad was
a lot of fucking bags. Hey, no, but 18 by 18.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to be a little bit bigger than.
That's
I wanted to be
something
bigger than
feet.
The awning. Yeah.
Call a truck.
How many bags you think? Call a truck. Really?
It's going to cost way more with bags.
Hmm.
It takes forever. And you will have a fucked up slab because it took too long to get all the bags for it.
I guess we could call a truck.
It's cheap, like, compared to bags. Because
well,
you say 18 by 18?
Yeah.
That's like almost 5 yards of concrete, dude. Fart that shit out of the back of a truck.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, that's what we do when we get our dirt. When we get our dirt for the season for, like, farm or, you know, our little gardens and shit. We have so much and we use so much that we don't go and buy bags. We get a dude to, like, come drop it in a truck.
No, No, that's way too much to mix in bags. I only use bags for, like, less than half a yard. And
okay.
<that's>,
okay, so, like, so the awning is, like,
bags
are good
if you're doing, like, a front step. That's a big old slab.
Yeah, the awning is like 11 by 11. It's a gazebo thing. It's not really an awning. It's a gazebo. And it's like pre-built for the most part. We just got to put the top on it and then like push the legs up. It's
well,
11
saying,
by 11.
If you
want
to do a slab, which is obviously the coolest way to do it, and it's cheap out of a truck. Those bags are more expensive. And you can't keep up with
the
slab.
Then you got to do the work.
You'll have cold joints, and it costs more, and it's more of a pain in the ass. And I've been doing this for 20 years, and every time I buy bags, I don't get enough, and I have to go back and get more.
Yeah, that's why we get the dirt delivered now instead, because we do the same thing. It's like, oh, this is all we need, and we have to wind up going back and get like 10 more bags. Like, let's just get a dude to deliver dirt, and if you have too much dirt, oh well.
Can you get a truck
so, like,
in there?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, fucking call a truck.
Easy.
It's way cheaper anyway. It's cheaper anyway.
I've almost.
And it'll give you. It'll make sure you have good quality flour.
I have almost a whole acre.
It's twice as good of a mix in the truck as well.
So. But, okay, so the gazebo thing is 11 by 11, so I'm thinking that's why I said 18 by 18 or something. You want it to be, like, the area to be a little bit bigger than the actual gazebo itself.
Even 11 by 11, even here's how we calculate this. If you're me, 11 by 11 is, 110 square feet, right?
No, 120-ish.
So that's at 4 inches, that is about a yard and a half. Your local concrete plant is probably going to charge you for a 2-yard minimum. So just go to 2 yards and make it more like 13 by 13. Boom.
I think I'm going to put my grill out without it.
You know what I mean? Figure out how much concrete you want to buy and make it that big.
True. I'm getting a Reese's peanut butter cup. But I still have a shit ton of Christmas candy.
Figure out how much you want to spend and then make it that size. You know?
Okay.
You know what I mean? The bigger the better, right?
Yeah.
I'm guessing down where you're at, you get 3 yards of concrete for $400 or less.
No idea. Never got it.
3 yards does 240 square feet. You can make a big-ass slab down where you're at. for $1,000 in material and a couple of days of working your ass off.
That's not terrible.
And I'm probably overestimating, probably more like $600-$700.
I don't know anybody around here who does it. I'll have to look it up.
It's not that hard to do your slab like that. Your whole thing is to make sure it's always flat. You're not going to get the best finish in the world, and who fucking cares?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we're going to put probably like a rug over it and shit like that and put it in there. We have a college. They've been on hold for 40.
Oh, you've been keeping somebody on hold?
Only for 52 seconds, 55.
Oh, I thought you said minutes.
I think I know who it
Fuck
is.
Fuck you guys.
Caller.
52 seconds too long. 52 seconds too long.
You're stupid.
You gotta listen. Call in and listen about concrete, motherfuckers. It's fucking New
stupid
Year's.
Stupid Dean. Stupid Dean. You thought you were going to call and we weren't going to be talking about concrete.
This show started way too early for a New Year's Eve show, I'll tell you that much.
I like it. I'm going to pass out and be up at 8 in the morning.
I'm going to fucking drink 10 beers and piss on the floor somewhere.
You've got 23
minutes.
Somebody
broke in and did that.
You've got 23 minutes until midnight.
Nice. Yep. Borg, it happened when I did all that crazy door dashing last week for like 16-hour days plus. I was barely sleeping, and when I got done with it and got my monitor, I took a little nap, but probably didn't get the sleep I needed, and got drunk as I drank fucking 8 24-ounce beers, and fucking,
oh, shit.
Dude, I woke up the next morning, again, on the hardwood floor, I pissed again, dude. It's just straight up a big puddle of piss.
I'd be lying if I said I haven't gone through a pissing spell.
And I knocked over a lamp and broke it. Fucking, I was sleepwalking.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, that happens when I get too tired and then try to drink. Fucking, it hasn't happened in like 2 years, and now it's happened twice in the last month. So maybe I need to fucking make sure
spells,
I get my sleep.
And, all right, goddamn.
I'm just glad I didn't
years.
Piss on my Xbox. Jesus.
Yeah, no, that would be
I
was on the couch at this party. We're all like 20, 21. Everybody's passed out with me. I got there late or something. I'm not that drunk. I'm sitting there drinking beer by myself, watching TV.
Dude comes out
and fucking is like sleepwalking, opens the top of the record player like it's the toilet and fucking pisses all over the stereo.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've had a drunk fucker at our house or college party house wake up in the middle of his drunk passed out and we're watching TV. And he did it like 3 times because it was a dude we were cool with. He fucking just randomly, he would wake up and try to piss behind the TV like where all the wires are and shit. We'd have to stop him and shit. Like, dude, go outside.
He did the record player because it had a lid like a toilet.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I see the last time I pissed, I knocked over the lamp for one, and I had a cupboard open. Like, maybe I tried to piss inside the cupboard, but I didn't because the puddle was, like, 10 feet away from it. Like, I opened the cupboard, maybe, and I was like, there's no toilet in here. And fucking, I don't know.
Fucking, this is what I'm avoiding. This is why I was pushing for a cast, because I might end up in jail. I haven't been downtown drinking in years. I'm not going to show up on amateur night.
The cops are going to be swooping. They've been swooping all week. I've been door dashing. They've been getting fuckers between 1 and 4 in the morning all week. That's all I see is fuckers
honestly,
pulled over.
When, when they said they wanted to cancel plans tonight, I was like, honestly, that's awesome because I did not want to even be on the road.
No.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I was like, I thought about that. I was like, I could be a good boy, drive downtown. I got my little camper in my mom's yard. And so I can just stumble over there from the bars. I was like, I don't even want to drive two towns and see how these assholes are driving.
Borg,
yeah, that
big, big bag of meatballs I bought, switching up the subject, fucking, it's got 160 meatballs in it, dude. It's going to last me fucking 3 weeks.
What?
And it was like $14.
Italian shit is addictive.
Dude, just meatballs with sauce. It's not bad if you don't have the pasta and bread and shit.
I just grab that little bag and eat it for a couple of days, but that's my shit, that meatball sauce bag.
Yeah, dude, I found this. I was looking at the little bags. They were like $7. And then this big-ass motherfucker was like $14.99. I was like, fuck it. And I just grabbed it, and I just looked. It's like 170 or 190 meatballs or some shit, dude. It's crazy.
What?
So we've been getting these meatballs.
I'll tell you what. Italian shit is fucking addictive because
it is.
I was like, it's New Year's Eve. I'm not going to go to town. I'm going to try to get a podcast going. I'm not going to party or nothing. But I'm going to get good-ass food. So I'm thinking, what do I want? And I'm thinking about spaghetti. I've been making spaghetti. I made spaghetti four times in the last 2 weeks. But my brain wants it again anyway. Italian shit is fucking hell.
Yeah, Italian shit and wings. That's what always, like, when I'm in that mode, like, I'm going to spend some money and get some good food at. My mind always goes Italian food or wings.
Yeah, well, that's my keep a little shit in the cupboard to make a $3 dinner thing, you know? Like, I shouldn't be wanting it when I'm trying to think big.
We've been having these meatballs. They're pre-cooked, but you put them in the crock pot with, like, some great jelly and chili sauce. And it's so fucking good.
Yeah, there's a good recipe I have with meatballs. Mix barbecue with chili sauce and throw some pineapples in it. It's pretty fucking good.
That chili sauce, you can put that on a turd, it'd be good.
But if you just put a little bit in. It's mostly barbecue sauce and a little chili sauce, and then you put some pineapple chunks in it. Let it go in the slow cooker. Oh, it's fucking amazing. Good-ass meatballs. The sauce gets caked on them.
It is. It's so good. Last night we had those, and we made some, like, pinwheels with, like, spinach and cream cheese in them, and we put the meatballs on top of it. It was so fucking good.
What the fuck's a pinwheel?
I like anything with spinach.
Like,
it's spinach is controversial. I'm a pro-spinach guy.
You know, like the pastry shit in the frozen section about like the frozen biscuits and like, cinnamon rolls. You just like lay that out and you just roll up like spinach and cream cheese in that and then cut them. And it's like a pinwheel. You bake it.
Yeah, I like
it's really good.
I like spinach. When I get a sub, if they have the option of spinach over lettuce, I get spinach for sure.
And spinach goes with Italian food. So good. I swear.
And I can understand
why
somebody wouldn't like spinach.
Sauerkraut, all that shit. Yeah. Collard greens.
I can understand why somebody wouldn't, but they're a bitch.
Dude, collard greens in a spicy beef broth with some meat chunks in it. Oh, that shit's amazing.
I put hot sauce all over my collard greens.
Hey, Elmino, learn how to smoke a brisket. And when you make your collard greens, you take burnt ends from your brisket and dice them up super small and throw them in your collard greens. It's fucking great.
Dude,
you should reverse
smoke it. My next thing to conquer. I've been smoking burnt ends, but they're like pork belly. So, like, it's different, you know. I want to do the brisket. The brisket is, like, my next thing to conquer.
Brisket is one of those things, yeah, it's going to take you like 4 or 5 times to get it. That's the thing. But once you get it, you're golden. I know some people do injections. Some people just do the rub. And fucking, then you got to get the timing of the cook down and shit. But, yeah, I love a good brisket.
Me too.
Well, yeah, it's a big piece of meat out of a smoker. It's usually pretty good fun.
Anything, any meat out of a smoker.
Absolutely. Put it in a smoker. You catch a nasty fish, no one can eat that. Well, I have a smoker, motherfucker. And now it tastes like fucking sugar and salt and delicious jerky.
Brisket's the best for testing out barbecue sauces, too. Because you can just do a little bit of sauce and dunk it in and figure out what sauces are good with. And usually if it matches up with brisket, it matches up with ribs good.
Candy. You can make a goddamn spawning fish taste like candy.
You can. That's how I make.
Smokers are
the pork
a miracle
belly, the,
drug.
The pork
like
belly
candy, bubblegum and taffy.
They just really taste like baking candy.
Oh, candy.
Did your dip was listening to lame rap, I guess? That's a rumor.
That's a MCP fan. It fits Deaner pretty well.
Yeah.
No, this is just a rumor on the site, but I guess he's on Jadakiss Dick.
What's going on?
D?
I don't know. I'm just giving Dip shit for listening to basic bitch rap, seeing if he'll call in.
It's Booker D, isn't it?
What? Dude,
I'm
kidding. Explains everything. It explains who the fake thought bot is, too.
there's a fake thought bot running wild. I think there's a fake Zilla running wild, too. Does Zilla do predictions?
I don't know, sucker.
Try them Lucha Brothers. Or Lounge Under... I always call it Lucha Underground. It's
Lucha
fucking
Underground.
Lounge Underground.
Me too, because they call it LU.
Yeah, they're the Luchas.
That's why OI is the best site ever, because our acronym could never mean anything.
Yep, except for OI.
Not confusing.
Well,
and then you go there, it's in Spanish, and you're banned for no reason. And then every asshole in the world wonders why they're blocked.
All right, boy, I got this down coffee. Eggy, you don't have any this year to give out?
Well, I think I got them all this year. I'm definitely Concrete Guy of the Year. That's the only kind
I
come up with.
You can't just name yourself that. I got to go lay a slab tomorrow and see if I can get in on
well,
this.
You guys send me pictures of your slabs, and the winner faces me in the finals.
Yeah, I ain't laying no concrete. I don't have anything that I need to lay concrete for. If I do, I'll let you know.
Oh, I thought you said, even if you're laborer for the day, I'll count it.
all they're going to have me do is fucking mixing the
clean
shit
up.
If I'm laboring.
Hey, I'll count it. Mix it wet. I'll tell if it's inconsistent.
I've at least done that before. I have been a mixer. I worked at a flooring place, and we mainly did epoxy floors for big factories and shit. It was like probably, if it was a 40-hour job, it was fucking 35 hours of prep work usually. But fuck it. Yeah, we had to deal with a lot of concrete and shit and then laid our epoxy. They had these big fucking, are these shoes? that are you strap them over your shoes and they got like fucking 3-inch spikes on them so you can walk on the epoxy while you're spreading it with a squeegee.
Well, I've never done that, but I did a few jobs. I always wanted to do that.
It's sweet. The fucking me and my dude, we both worked at the place, but the other dude was there longer, and he would steal like little pints of fucking epoxy, like clear coat. That shit was like $500. It was like $500 a pint. You just fucking take it, and we'd make sweet beer pong tables. We'd get stencils cut out and shit for him.
Fuck yeah. When I was in Job Corps, I was in apartment maintenance class. It's all different trade school shit, you know, like that. And I was like way ahead of the rest of the class. Everybody's all stupid and shit. And I'm just there to actually learn apartment maintenance. Like, these are bad kids that got turned there and shit. So, like, I'm allowed to do whatever I want half the time. And I used to have the most fun making, like, cool speaker boxes just for fucking fun. Bored in the shop, and then people started buying them off me because fucking playing around in the shop is fun and profitable.
Hey, quit screwing around.
Did you just make, like, you know, did you just make, like, the hardware, or did you actually put, like, the speakers inside of it, too?
Well, when people would have speakers, they'd get their hands on some speakers, so I'd make a box to the speaker.
That would be cool. Broke
fuckers never wanted to pay. I had a strong arm of independence every time.
Boy.
Being one of the larger and stronger people there.
Oh, shit. More
power. Yeah, I'm cheaping on shit. Because after this, I got to go into goalie. When I play goalie, I got to be super fucking high. Because the key to goalie in fucking hockey is not overreact. And if you're super high, it's perfect.
Here's my question to you. Do you think the frame rate matters more, or do you think the TV part reaction rate matters more?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier.
That's
going
to be a tough call. I'll have to drop it down to 60 and see, because 120 with that input lag, dude, it, for the first day I had it, every game I played, almost felt like it was, like, almost in slow motion. Like, I was seeing shit that smooth. And, like, the Star Wars game, I realized how fucking laggy and stupid it was without it. Like, that game was meant to have 120 frames.
Do you
hockey, it's made me a better goalie. Hockey, it's made me a better goalie. The deking feels smoother. Like, everything just happens more instantaneously.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't realize how much of a controller lag you had until you fucking don't have it.
I read about that, and it's not actually input lag, but what it does, it fucks up your timing in an even worse way. Because when it goes like that, it looks like it hasn't done the thing yet, even though it has. So it's like a reverse lag. It's even more hard to predict. So I went with that. I didn't get all the specs, but I won that auction today, and I got the one with the 1 millisecond reaction.
Yeah. Because that's what it feels like in Star Wars. Like, that game, it's very block and counter. And if you time your block just right, you get a parry and shit.
But now
it's like soon before I almost had to over anticipate the block. Now I can just block right when it's gonna hit me, and it's fucking timed up. Like, the animation makes sense and all that shit.
Yeah. But I guess it's not an input lag because it's a screen lag.
Yeah.
which is even worse because they actually did it, but it doesn't look like it did it.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And, I even watched the Bills game on it earlier, and I know it wasn't – I probably should have knocked it down to 1080 because I was streaming, but it still was looked pretty good on fucking the settings I had on.
Well, I don't have nothing that does more than 1080, so I'm pleased. I got some fucking 1 millisecond shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude, the 120 frames per second – you can't have that yet. That's right.
No,
so,
but
yeah,
I don't need that.
You let me know.
I got the 1 millisecond.
You let me know how that shit is, because I do have games that are only 60, so I will have to make the adjustment when I play them. And it took me a while to learn.
How about that Alamino on the biggest-ass TV? Do you notice lag?
He won't notice. Until he plays on the monitor, he won't even realize it's there. I'm telling
you. I'm wondering
I didn't realize how bad it was.
But on the biggest-ass Mega TV, maybe a little bit. I'm asking.
Yeah, you can put it on game mode, and it takes it away a little.
Alamino,
I think
on the biggest-ass Mega TV ever.
What about it?
Do you get lag?
I mean, I don't know.
Do you get lag? Do you get a lag? Do your games seem like your timing's out of sync?
No, they don't. I'm actually batting pretty good in my MLB Road to the Show thing.
Shit, I didn't even play that yet. I'm going to have to try that shit out.
It's fun. Playing like shortstop.
No, I played the game, but I haven't played it with my monitor yet.
I'm gonna have to try that shit out. I bet. You know how sometimes the pitches on there will be.
Isn't that you, Dean?
What?
I'm your ace pitcher, ain't I?
No, that was a team I was randomly playing. It was like a computer-generated character.
Oh,
so I was like 5 years into my dynasty. I was batting against them. Yeah.
It was spot on.
Yeah, but yeah, when they showed that, I fucking instantly paused the game and screenshot. I was like, dude, that's fucking bored.
I thought
played
that was
for
your
the Milwaukee
picture.
Brewers
I thought,
and shit.
I thought, well, because I knew you were winning, too. I was like, hell yeah, I'm the fuck. I thought that was your picture. I'm like, I'm fucking smoking the whole league.
Yeah, just some AI-generated rookie or prospect that
fucking six years
later came up. Yeah.
That's what my glasses look like, my regular daily glasses, and I got the auto tint. I got shades in the sun.
But no, I don't know any lag right now, but,
you won't notice it's there till you get a monitor and realize, like, oh my god, it's so much more reactive. Like, it's hard to explain. Like, if you don't have a monitor, you're fine. Ignorance is bliss, but if you ever play on one, you're just gonna want it.
That was a picture of me at like 33 years old to a T.
Well, we are at officially 2024 on the East Coast. It seems like.
Oh shit!
Well, you guys
just switched over there. Happy New Year, me.
There it is.
West Side.
I still have another hour. I still have one more hour.
Oh, that's right. Alamino was talking about East Coast shit. He ain't even from the East. You better represent
from
the dirty South.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to that haystack, I guess.
This is the time when we all play back that ass up. I'm not in the studio or I would.
I got you. Hold on. Is it
He's
on
a big
fine
real? Woman once you back that ass up.
Well, you'll find
is
something,
really
for Christ's sake.
Man, is it really on
you? I mean, I can't imagine it's not. I have like a million songs. It's just fucking figuring out what I did. I can't even figure out my own bullshit. Too many songs. I should have properly labeled each song.
That was a hell of a 200 of them.
That was a malfunction in my efficiency there, I tell you what.
What's the name of the newest one?
Borg AC something.
Let's see. All right, I'm going to play it.
I didn't put no extras on it. It's Borg AC something. That's a good one. I'm not getting my proper dues for that ill track.
Borg AC Christmas. And I made the beat.
Oh, there
it
is.
Right,
this is for you, baby Jesus.
All right. Happy New Year.
I wish I had a good girl, but I don't. I got a fat bitch with no neck, but she always got a sore throat. And she's more broke than your bitch. And old as fuck too, she got grown kids. Sit up,
Merry Christmas.
She's fat too, and got a hatchet man lower back tattoo. Dermatitis on her right arm, and a bush big enough to grow fruit. Dive long, tie that shit back with bungees when I climb on. Trying to make me do it with the lights on. Yo bitch got a long fucking neck though, ask anybody. And the nose always running, and the toes shape funny. Feel better than my bitch. At Walmart, flip-flop toes look like fish sticks. And my bitch ain't got big tits like Billie Eilish. When I wish she did, I get them shits to mileage. Instead they bruised and droopy like her busted eyelids. This is to be expected after getting chewed on by the 9 kids. It ain't my likeness on a damn one. My bitch's hairdo is a man bun. Got no ass and love handles, I'm like, damn son, kidnap this bitch cause I cannot afford the ransom. Like you think that's my bitch, I'm way too handsome. That's a huge bitch.
Get more the fuck out of here with that weak shit. My bitch got that bad kitty like Heathcliff. Texas T get my ass in the T Swift. And all them fuckers she fucked and got beat with too. And more games too. First words I speak is, yo bitch, peep this penis. Just a prediction cause leaking. Yo bitch secretion more like seeping. She got something stanky, but she reject with that cleavage. Celebrity hoes just made the D-list. We bout to see if Victoria can keep a secret. Even if not, the bitch got caught never to see her comply. With my cock flopping in the rag top.
Is this the beat now? Let's fucking end it.
I can't find the fucking thing.
No, okay. Here, this is the beat. Okay, if it's just the beat, then there you go.
The beat's great. AC, you're waiting for that good part of the beat to pop back up. And believe me, I listened to it 100 times while I was recording it. I rap on both parts where it does that. It doesn't do it again.
Oh, the do-do-do-do-do, where I put that little background thing.
Oh, yeah. I do it on the first and second verse. I changed my whole thing on that part, on both verses. The last 2 minutes, it does not do it again. You need to fix that.
Okay, I will. I'm sorry, I'm too busy laughing.
This is the first cohesive song we made. Last time I tried to do a thing with Alamino, I said, here, I want a beat kind of like this. And then he sends me back the exact same beat with a couple things added on. I said, well, that sounds good. Okay, well, he sent me a 2-second track. Give me 3 minutes of it. I get back to 3 minutes, but it's not really the same. And I fucking, the whole thing was a mess. This one's pretty good. This is a B plus here.
I like Texas T.
Well, Texas T don't like nobody.
That's what I got. I'm also busy laughing at David cranking his hogs to gay porn.
Well, seriously, right? You're sitting here, you're trying to write some rhyme, right? And
yeah.
I can't say certain things that are real easy to say in a rap that would sound real good because it would be inauthentic if I said it. But Texas T can say it.
Of course he can. He can do whatever he wants to. Well,
because he's on your block with his cock flopping in a rag top with baggies dropping out the console about to get at your mama's tonsils.
I'm down to write some more. I'm fixing up my little studio back here.
I want you to treat the next one like you would treat a song that you're writing with your band. I don't want to hear no prefab shit because I want my sinister beat. Then you can go back to programming whatever. But I want my I don't care if you got to play a guitar and a bass to do this one.
Yeah, I can do that now. Pop off this interface. Okay, well, I still have some more second topics. Diener, what did you get for Christmas? Besides what, I know you hustled and bought yourself a monitor.
Jack
Xbox,
shit.
But...
Dude, all I get anymore since I fucking, I don't know, turned 30, is I get fucking clothes. And maybe a gift card for, like, Xbox or Best Buy. All right with me because I can never fucking get myself to spend money on clothes other than socks and underwear. So I actually need the clothes. So I can't bitch because I do not buy clothes all year. I literally don't. And then Christmas, I get them. That's my new wardrobe for the year. So fucking, I don't mind it. Like, I'm not pitching about it. But, yeah, I get the most boring presents, but I very much like getting all clothes.
Nah.
It's boring, but it would be expensive if you had to buy it yourself. That's a man's
gift.
Yeah.
And they give me, like, it's almost all, like, nice-ass Buffalo Bills shit that I would not pay for myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is with my fans. They give me bullshit, Seahawks shit.
I've asked for Zumba pants for fucking 10 years and I still haven't fucking got them.
Oh,
those
dude,
fucking
dude,
assholes.
I got some. I need the Buffalo Bills Zumba.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you can get Bills colors, but I found some like red and white ones at JCPenney.
Oh, yeah, you can. That's what like 50% of the crowd wears to Bills games is Zumbas.
I could do a perfect Randy.
They're deceptively warm, too.
I'd have to shave off my beard, and that would be awkward for, but I should be Randy for Halloween. I could perfectly,
I also asked for that
perfectly.
T-shirt where Randy's wearing the Bills gear and doing, like, the what's up shit. I asked for that T-shirt for my sisters and my dad, and I don't think I get it because my dad, he's, like, such a fucking, like, super
NFL
nice
thing,
fucking
yeah.
Shit. Dude, he hates South Park. He hates South Park. And I think that's why I don't ever
South
get
it.
Yeah. Dude, my mom and dad are, like, so fucking, like, I don't know, goody two-shoes. It's weird.
And
I'm
neither
the,
one
I'm the black
of mine
sheep
are
of the
that
family.
Way.
Yeah,
neither
my,
one of mine
my are
that way, but
super,
my dad can
super
be old-fashioned.
Like,
my
if they've actually listened
fashion.
To our podcast, they'd probably, like, think about disowning me.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, that goes for anybody with upstanding
no, wait,
parents.
Your mom came on the podcast and suddenly all told her, like, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, she came on the podcast where I had the situation controlled. She doesn't just fucking, she doesn't have the link to listen whenever she wants.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to get mine on too.
Monthly,
but it's tricky because
yeah.
Mine's going to try to want to listen. And see, like, Dean's in a reverse situation of me. Like, my dad's the cool one and my mom's the uncool one.
But, I mean, my mom's the cool one. But they're she,
that's what I'm saying.
Again, goody two-shoes, but she can look the other way when I'm doing my bullshit. My
but,
man's got to fucking say something about it.
She's not going to get all disappointed just because you're doing a wacky thing, even if she doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what's funny? The time I called her from the podcast was a New Year's Eve podcast. I called her after midnight.
And that's what, for me, it's my dad's the one that actually understands the shit. But he's still old-fashioned, and it takes me years to get him to understand shit. I broke through somewhere with him, because on Sirius XM Radio, he listens to Johnny Knoxville's Outlaw Country Show that he does with his uncle. It's a great show. So I snuck in showing him what Johnny Knoxville got famous for. And it's starting to make him understand. But the thing is, when I was younger, he didn't want me leaning too much a certain way or another. Now, I get to school him on it. Like, it's actually cool, and here's why.
Dude,
well,
I went back and watched the old Jackass movies, like when that fourth one came out. And, dude, they are gay as fuck for the most part. Like, it is mostly just sticking shit in their ass and showing their balls, dude. I thought it was maybe just the new Jackass. And then I went back and watched all the old ones. I was like, dude, they're doing this shit all the time. They just want to show their wieners and balls all the time.
It sells.
And put shit in their butt.
They invented OnlyFans.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah, they're basically playing grandma the whole time.
Well, and here's the thing. We've all looked at wieners and balls more than we wanted to in our life, but there's a line where you actually go around showing them. Like, here's a movie.
Yeah,
I got you, good fucker. Here's my asshole
and
nuts.
And we're gonna fucking stick bottle rockets in her ass and fucking tie strings to
that
her
was the best,
and let snakes
that
bite
was
her.
The best,
let snakes bite her wiener.
That was the best line ever in Jackass, though, was the bottle rocket out of the asshole line when he says, some people think this next stunt is impossible. It's a fucking bottle rocket in his ass. Tied to his dick. Nobody thinks that's impossible. They think it's dumb and it's funny. Nobody thought that was Chris Pontius, who probably had all the best lines anyway. That was his best line.
He does have the best one-liners going into
that. That was his best line. Some people think this next trick is impossible. He's shooting a ball rocket at him.
Steve-O probably did the craziest shit, but Pontius was number two. Or no, Johnny Knoxville did some pretty crazy stuff.
Knoxville did the worst.
But Pontius,
Steve-O did the
Pontius
best combo
to me
of crazy
was the most
and,
entertaining. Like more, they needed more Pontius. They needed more of
yeah.
them.
Well, Steve-O is the best mix of crazy shit and pretty good lines. But definitely Knoxville did the worst shit.
Yeah, like the bullshit was just nuts.
Steve-O was like
was
the bull
teeter totter.
Because Pontius never did shit. You know, his whole thing was pranks. He never did a lot of stunts.
Who?
Steve-O did a little. Steve-O did both. He did lines and stunts.
Did Pontius
yeah,
did stunts, especially with the dangerous animals. Pontius did the stunts. He like was an animal.
Later
guy,
on,
with sharks.
Well, he
and
got
shit.
Famous
yeah.
for being party boy and for saying funny
stuff.
Lines.
Yeah.
The Satan stuff was really funny.
Yeah, that
yeah.
kind of shit.
When he,
the public prank.
When he popped out. Of,
yeah, he did hardcore shit because he'd get beat up for being such an asshole. And that guy could kick your
well,
ass.
Yeah.
That fucking
you,
Chris
you
Pontius.
Can't do it. You can't do that kind of shit anymore. Nobody's going to fall for it. Like, like Borat. You couldn't do that
ass.
Anymore.
If I had to fight anyone in Jackass, I wouldn't care who the fuck it was, as long as it wasn't Kurt Pontius. That guy will fuck you up. You can tell.
Yeah. That Ryan Dunn, you could tell he could take some punches, but you could definitely get him in the end.
Well, yeah. Well, Ryan Dunn was the other one that was that way, but Chris Pontius better at it. So strong, you know. Lucky that
yeah,
guy
and
was.
he's an athlete. He's an athlete. He is.
Yeah.
And he hangs dong.
Yeah, Ryan Dunn was the other one who was that way though. It'll fuck. That probably been
it. It may be the undergarment of his choice that makes it give the illusion.
What?
Yeah, Bam.
Nah,
he had
that snake bite his wiener. Remember that shit?
Yeah, I do. Was that in Jackass? What?
Yeah, they dressed his wiener up like a mouse and let the snake bite his
three.
Wiener. Like, get it off.
Jackass
I think
three.
It was two.
Maybe.
I think it was two.
Okay,
maybe two or three, yeah. One of them. I don't know. They all have wieners and balls.
Yeah, I know.
To quote,
like everybody
PK,
you know and everybody that knows you real
queer,
well, you've all seen each other's dick.
Doing way too much queering out here.
Well, I'm not talking about queer dick viewing. I'm talking about every man is pissed in front of their buddies, and we've all seen each other's dick if you actually know each other. In real world. And nobody, like, gives a shit about dicks. We all got one. You know who cares about dicks? People with large, bulbous foreheads.
Alamino, 10 minutes. Let's do another topic. Let's splash something
okay.
new.
10
into
minutes?
The new year.
Okay, well,
started at 10:30, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. There's 9 minutes and 50 seconds left. I had one.
Oh,
we
my
about
God.
Fantasy football. We talked about the fantasy playoffs, which I lost. Congratulations to our homie Billa for winning, taking it home. But
dude, after
I
the draft,
thing.
I set my lineup and never touched it again. That league is stupid because I don't wanted to play for money. I literally did not touch my team after week one.
Next year, anybody who
never even looked,
who
never even looked at it.
Next year, Jamie DeMento, if you're listening, we send you $20 before you put us on the list.
Oh, you can't
yep.
play.
And then he sends it, like, we can do, like, 80% in first place, 20% second place, something like that.
No, winner takes all. Make it
all right.
simple on him. He's already doing everything. Winner takes all. A big fat bet, but it's only $20. It's perfect.
Shit.
Let's do another
okay.
topic.
Anyway.
Fuck fantasy football.
Fuck
it
you,
that.
Team.
It
was... We're supposed to be football bros.
How about that boo?
Actually, you know what? You know what? Fuck it. We're going. I had this one wrote down, and we'll do it with 8 minutes left. It goes in line with
plenty of time. Let's do it.
I want Borg. Call out one person on the spot right now. Go.
Well, obviously, Butler.
Oh shit.
Fucking, but everything being about rape and fucking sexual assault and your general deal is the reason the site has like 8 people on it and 6 of them don't even want to be there. You're dumb. You do not, you will never understand what I'm saying. You will never understand why it's different when it's funny. That rape by itself is not funny when there's no joke or at all. And you, this, I couldn't drill this into your head. You made your living on the military mutilating rodents and shit. And psychology is fake news. So you, your only function is to earn $37,000 a year being dumb.
That's pretty good.
So there, is that a call out? Did I do it? Did I do it good enough?
That's a call out. That's a pop bomb, man. Wow. Festivus is in full effect. Ah, Diener, we got 6 minutes left. Call out one
All
person
right.
on the spot. Right now, go.
I'm going fucking Booker D. Motherfucker blocking me, not because I'm an asshole. If he would have just said, because I'm an asshole, I'm fine with that. Not because fucking of making rape jokes or nothing like that. His excuse for blocking me was because he can't remember the last time he had a meaningful conversation with me. And what I'm saying is, who the fuck on OI has ever had a meaningful conversation with him? Because all that dude does is post robotic responses to whatever topic you're talking about, dude. He doesn't fucking have a conversation. He just goes, here's Harry Potter gift, and it'd be cool if Harry Potter fucking did barbershop window. He always fucking talks about every wrestler you bring up. He goes, they should do this and say something that a wrestler did in the past. He's like, no, they shouldn't. They should do something new and original, fucking asshole. And that doesn't even make sense that
bro.
Adam Cole would fucking win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
He's my bro, and I still give him shit for being a random comment bot.
He really is.
Honestly, content unavailable on my screen with him is just as useful as what he posted.
Amen to that, because that's how I feel about Butler, and I'm glad he's playing the role that he doesn't miss me this time around, so that he's not torturing everyone else for all the shit I used to spam.
Yeah, but now we just gotta hear about how the Lions got cheated fucking 24 hours a day.
But I'm not, there's plenty of people on the site who love rape just as much as he does, but he targets me, and he knows I don't like that kind of That's not funny to me.
And he keeps posting pictures of Maddie. He keeps doing it. And now it's like cartoon.
Well, because I'm gone. That's his
site.
Hey, because nobody else stands up to it. Everybody else is like, oh, no, butt lips. Oh, no, we love him so much.
I do. Every time he posted, I call him a retard. Every time he posts a Maddie pic, I call him a retard.
He is a retard. There's a... Everybody that's in a big feud with Maddie is a retard. It's a whole...
Yep.
They are just as retarded.
It's a whole league.
They live for it.
They're not
like
in the big boys. They're not in the big leagues doing the thing. They're doing it with Maddie and them.
Okay. I get to call out somebody.
And fuck Lucha Underground is a record label or lounge.
Yeah.
Lounge is
a bunch of motherfuckers. And fuck the Bachelors.
Jeremy, JC, Jeremy County worked on being left lane this year. DBL is not
he's a top listener.
I don't care. This is festivus, man. We don't gotta be sentimental all the time. It's okay.
Yeah, it is. I know. And you know what? Anyone listen to this, you could say shit about us in the thread, and we don't give a fuck. Because we've been here for almost 8 years, and we are fucking bored
it's
as
me
fuck with each other.
Buddy, I want to hear it.
Well, I just don't
I absolutely welcome all arguments.
I really don't understand how somebody could like that so much. That's my beef. That's my one person I can call out. I mean, you could go for somebody easy like Tom, but I mean, that's just fucking. That's easy.
Who'd you call out?
2 minutes. Jeremy. Jeremy.
Oh! If it wasn't for butt lips, that's who I would have went with.
Like Jeannie says, regular listeners, who cares? Fuck it, you know. Cry Me a River is Jungle Boy.
He's lame and boring. He thinks he's on another site where all that little dumb cute shit is funny.
This English bitch in my ear just said 90 seconds. So everybody.
Well, that don't mean we gotta hang up.
Everybody,
we can do a little
bit of
extra content.
I gotta go.
Zillow's on the site. You didn't even call in.
Yeah, because
well, me and Dean might have to talk about football.
You and me, Dean.
How about the Bills? Hey.
We're still recording, sucker.
Yeah, I'm fucking. I don't care. I'm going back to hockey. I did my time. You guys should start
well,
the podcast.
Well, talk to me
later.
About football for a second, though.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
I had an actual question. I wanted to know this. Are we going to get our fucking ass kicked on Sunday?
Fuck no. It's the Dolphins,
no.
Dude. Josh Allen is 8-1 against the Dolphins or some shit like that, dude.
Goddamn, Josh Allen ain't done
the
shit
Dolphins
in 3 weeks.
Exactly,
Dolphins
and he's due, and it's perfect.
And now his
I'm
shoulder's
glad.
Fucked up.
No, it was just a stinger. I read about
he's
it.
He's fine.
It was just
it's
a stinger.
The other arm anyway.
Nope.
I know.
Happy
New Year.
Fuck
you all.
Did you see that throw today? Stephon Diggs was open downfield. He threw it like 65 yards in the air and overthrew Diggs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was my, I,